Pierre, are we good? Yeah?
Okay. We're good? Okay.
I have a tech in the bathroom.
Did you know that Jamie from Joe Rogan's podcast follows me on Instagram?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Matt told me like a while ago.
You're such a liar.
No, he does.
Are you
gonna
DM?
I swear to God. What would I say?
Hey, I love your
Do you want to work for me and Aaron instead?
I love the way you switch cameras, man. It's so good.
Yeah. I just thought that was so random. I was like, huh?
I wonder what he saw you from and followed you on.
I know. I feel like Vlog Squad stuff, probably.
Does he follow anyone else?
Yeah, who? I think so. I can't remember. But Matt, a while ago, told me. I feel like it was maybe pre-pandemic.
I reached out to him once.
That's a good person to have on your podcast.
He didn't respond.
I wonder if he's like not allowed to do other people's podcasts.
Probably. Yeah, otherwise he'd be around everywhere.
Yeah, you think.
I would love to speak to Jamie. Pull that up, Jamie.
Yeah, right.
Pull it up, Jamie.
Make him do it while he's on this podcast.
He's doing all the cutting.
Yeah.
Live.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
This is really going to hit for people who are watching. Sorry if you're listening. Do you think these are real Fendi sunglasses?
Let's see. Let me take. I am the designer sunglasses guy, so I get it. And no.
Okay, I didn't think so either. I got them at a... I don't even care if they're real or not. I just like them. But I got them at the Flea for like $10. And I was like, Fendi? But I think that they have the code and everything on the arm of it.
They just feel pretty flimsy.
They do. I literally already had to get another screw to put on the...
Yeah, I feel like I got these at a bar mitzvah.
But I feel like they're Fendi for kids because they fit my face really well.
That's like the perks of being so tiny.
No, it actually sucks because I can't find sunglasses like anywhere.
Yeah, but you get to like... Isn't kids sections cheaper than adult
section?
See, you probably save so much money shopping on like magic school bus stuff.
Yeah, all my Lisa Frank.
Guys, today's guest
jewelry.
Is Carly Incontro, returning guest, returning
Hello.
Superstar.
I feel like I'm just like kind of your co-host at this point.
Well, yeah, that's what we're here to announce. Carly is the new co-host of the Lightweights podcast.
He's trying to do it gradually, but not letting me know. I don't get any money from it.
I save all of your podcasts and release them at the same time, and people think that you're just here.
Yeah, all the time.
So if you guys can, give this video a like. We just hit 15,000 subscribers on
Woo!
YouTube. That's
Congrats.
Insane. Thanks.
Are you so happy?
Yeah, because I'm really building the community.
Yeah, you are. You're doing a really good job.
I'm going live on TikTok.
Clips.
Every day, the clips. I'm responding to everybody. I feel like I'm the most interactive podcast host there is.
Good. That's how Dane Cook got big.
Is it really?
Yeah, did you know that?
From responding to comments?
Yes, I believe it was like on MySpace and maybe Facebook. But yeah, that's how he grew his community. He would literally respond to like every single person.
Oh my God, I'm the next Dane Cook.
Yeah.
You're on a Taylor Swift high. How was the concert?
It was life. As someone who's pretty much only listened to Taylor Swift since high school, it was life-changing. And I know like you don't get it, but... It was life-changing.
I went to the Blink-182 concert, and that was hands down the best night of my life.
Yeah.
Maybe I kind of do get it.
Maybe
you
do.
You get it more to a... I feel like it was more euphoric for you.
I think it's so hyped, too. I was so anxious before going.
Like nervous?
I had to take a beta blocker. Like, I was like...
What is that? It's too much dopamine?
No, a beta blocker is prescribed for anxiety sometimes. It's kind of like... It was originally made for stage fright, so it gets rid of your anxiety symptoms. Like,
you're not performing.
No, it's for anxiety, though. Like, that's how it started. But now it's like, if I am so anxious I can't eat, or like, I'm shaking, or I feel nauseous, if I take one, I feel fine physically. Like, it doesn't help anxiety, but it helps the symptoms.
Is there a part of you that thinks she's going to call you on stage or give you the hat?
Yeah, I thought she was going to give me the hat.
Actually?
No, not at all. No, I think Taylor Swift has something out for me because she's never liked one of my... Not that, like, I deserve to have anything liked by her, but I used to, like...
Be careful. You're treading on water right now, and all the Swifties are ready to hate.
Listen, you little bitches. I've been a Taylor Swift fan since, like, 2008 or 9, okay? So you can't even say shit. I've loved her since the beginning, but... I used to do, like, impressions of her, and I'm wondering if she ever, for some reason, saw them and took it as, like, this girl hates me, or, like, she's making fun of me.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of my theory. I feel like, because she's really good at memorizing her fans and remembering them and talking to them online, and she used to be big on Tumblr. Like, she'd respond to people, and she was huge at the time. So it was, like, 1989 era. So I feel like... Maybe something happened between us. I don't know.
That's so funny that you think that.
I know. It's probably me just having like a ginormous head. Be like, she's had to have seen one of my TikToks. Like, I doubt she has, but.
I'm kind of the same way with Tom DeLonge from Blink. I assume that he's seen all my messages and just thinks that I'm creepy at this point.
Is he your dream guest?
Yeah.
Like, top dream guest.
Yeah, because I love having people on that I can have genuine conversations with. Mm-hmm. So, like.
That's why you have me all the time.
That's why you. Forrest Galante is a marine wildlife biologist, and
Ooh,
I love all of his work.
Fun.
He came on last week.
Cool.
And I have really cool. Because I have questions that I can actually ask that I'm intrigued by.
Yeah.
Same with Simple Plan, same with James Bourne from Busted. Like, I've known how they rose. Mm-hmm. So I really have that, like, and I followed Tom for forever.
Yeah.
So there's just so much.
What do you think of, you know, Bobby?
Yeah. I'm campaigning to have her on.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I saw that. So did you see the whole Drake drama?
Yeah. All the videos are gone.
Yeah. They unfollowed each other.
T.
On Instagram. And the podcast is gone. Like, what could have possibly happened? Unless it's a bit, but I doubt it. Why would she delete the podcast?
Right. Because it did blow up.
Huge. I mean, she's had so many people on at this point.
Maybe Drake. I feel like it was Drake's end that didn't want it.
I don't know.
Because why would she take it down?
He seemed to have highly enjoyed it. And then he, like, invited her to, like, she went to his concert that night or the next day or something.
Yeah. She posted the TikTok of her just standing there, not enjoying it. Yeah. But that's so her.
Well, yeah. I think it's a great idea. I wonder if it will get old, though, because it's like the same character every time, but I do enjoy it.
Right.
I think it's really funny.
I feel like she'd have to shift her. Like, she can't do that forever.
Yeah. Maybe she can.
Maybe she can. That could be her shtick.
I mean, Miranda Sings. Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, if she never got canceled, like, Miranda Sings have been the same thing for, you know, years. So.
Yeah, there was somebody else who was doing the same thing, too. I forgot. I'm like, holy shit, they're still going. Who was that?
Like a character?
Yeah, someone was still doing a character for like 10. I mean, Brandon Rogers still does all of his characters. Yeah. He cycles through them, though.
But that's not like his personality online.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, Bobby has other personalities, which I think is good.
Yeah.
To not like have just one. But yeah, I think her podcast is so funny.
It's really good.
It's such a good concept. She just like doesn't care at all.
I remember watching her videos before she did the podcast of her and her baby Concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember Caitlin showing me. I'm like, that girl's fucking. Is her daughter's name really Concrete?
It's like, it's Concrete.
Concrete?
What's the other one? Like Rick or something? Or something like that?
Yeah, and her husband never kiss.
Yeah.
Or like, of course we kiss. And they're like,
yeah, I know. It's such a funny concept.
Really funny. What was it like being with all the other Carlys at the Taylor Swift concert? Because when I went to Blink, Caitlin was like, it's insane how many Joes there are.
What?
Because it's all these dudes in their 30s with their beards.
Oh, with all the... Okay. I was like, are you talking about Carly Kloss? Because she was there.
Oh, no.
It was magical. It was like Barbie Land. Like, truly. It was. Like, driving up, everyone was in glitter and pink and fun. Like, driving up, I got so excited. So, like, everyone is so cute and just going with the themes. They're dressing up like Taylor. It was so fun. It was like Barbie Land.
And what's next for her? She's going to do a world tour?
Yeah, she's heading to Europe. Well, she actually just announced a couple more US dates in like October, November, I think. And then she's going to Europe next year.
So the fandom adds a whole nother level to enjoying her music.
I think so. I mean, she exploded over the pandemic. Because her last tour was Reputation. I think it was, don't kill me, I think 2017 maybe. And it was like not nothing compared to what it is now, but it has completely exploded. Like, she's not the same level of fame as she was then. Like, it's crazy.
Have you ever seen other artists have as much people show up to the venues?
Like the Beatles?
Was that really the last time? I feel like, yeah, right? Michael Jackson?
No, I'm sure like Justin Bieber, Ariana.
But I don't remember fans like standing on the bridges as many people.
Well, One Direction.
Oh,
One Direction
yeah.
was extremely massive.
Right. Did you ever, were you into that?
Of course.
Were you?
Yeah, me and Aaron went to their concert when we lived here at some point.
Was that hard to get tickets to?
No, somebody gave it to us as a gift. It was like a birthday present for Aaron or something.
Who was your favorite?
Harry, obviously.
Still obsessed, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm not like obsessed with Harry, but like love him to death. Like, oh, what a little lad.
Why him?
Because he's perfect and he's sweet.
You sound like you're 13.
I know I am. I turned into a little 13-year-old. I don't know. He just seems like very genuine. And he's like, I love a man who's like feminine. So my joke is like, I like dating guys who I think might be gay. I don't know. Kidding, obviously. But like, he's like that. Like, he's very feminine. I like how he goes and like he leans into it. He just seems sweet. And I've heard every celebrity talking about him has never said like a negative thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you like his movies?
Dunkirk. The other one. Yes, I did like
Don't
the
Worry,
movie.
Darling.
Yes.
You like that one?
Yeah, I liked it. I wasn't like, oh my God, obsessed, but it was a good movie.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say you're addicted to coffee?
No. It's a
Why are you lying?
Common misconception because we do a lot of Starbucks. I drink one coffee a day.
That's a lot.
I wake up and no, it's not.
You don't do anything else until you have your coffee.
I'm a millennial. Like, don't talk to me until I'm my coffee.
That's literally what it is.
I mean, kind of. What do you mean?
I got some inside secrets.
Oh, God.
From a source.
Is it from Nolan?
Of course. You don't do anything until you get your morning coffee.
Well, don't most people?
I guess. But no.
Well, also, Nolan, if he's home when I'm up, he's such a talker. I'm like,
such a talker.
I'm like, please, like, I need. And he's been up for hours. He gets up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, you have a long-term boyfriend, Nolan.
Yes.
What's that morning routine like between the two of you?
Well, he's the opener and the closer of the house.
Okay.
Because I am in bed all the time. Yeah, he wakes up at like 6 a.m. I get up between like, I'd say regularly between like 8 and 10. Yeah. No. If I sleep past 11, I do feel like shit, will say. But yeah, he does. He cooks and cleans.
Does he wake you up?
No. He knows better.
He sneaks out?
Yeah, he's so quiet and I'm the lightest sleeper. It's amazing. I can't share my one bougie thing of like traveling is I need my own room anywhere I go. Unless
even
I'm
with him?
No. Unless I'm sharing a room with him or even Erin, she gets up so early. Or like my friend Emma, when we went to Big Sur, we literally went to bed at 11 p.m. and woke up at 11 a.m.
You need like 12 hours of sleep.
I'm not satisfied even with that. Like, I swear to God, I'll go to bed at 10 and wake up at 10. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
That's so wild.
I know. I just love it. I love sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite time of day.
I'm big on my sleep too.
Yeah.
I need blackout curtains.
Oh, do you wear a sleep mask?
I used to, but I got double blackout curtains. So I got blackout curtains, but that wasn't enough. So then I got another set of blackout curtains on top of those blackout curtains.
Oh my God, you're psycho.
It is pitch black.
What's happening up there? Scary. Murdering going on.
You can't see shit.
Damn.
Yeah, air conditioning on high.
Yep.
Like one layer of blanket, flat pillow.
Do you need? Oh, yes.
Need a flat pillow.
My pillow is literally a piece of paper.
Yes.
Paper thin.
It needs to be that.
Yeah.
And maybe if I'm feeling frisky, I take that second pillow and put it between my legs.
Oh, yeah. Frisky.
Yeah.
Do you like white noise or anything?
Rain sounds.
Okay. I never got into that.
I've used the same because where I used to live, it was so loud.
It rained all the time.
Back in the jungle when I was in the Amazon.
Yeah.
I needed it to drown out the cars and like the neighbors yelling and stuff.
Yeah. That's what a box fan is for.
Yeah.
It's so loud. I don't hear shit.
I have a fan too.
But like a ceiling fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like a Dyson.
Yeah, but that's not loud enough.
And it goes...
Nah, you need a old school box fan. A $12 box fan. I brought it to Vegas once because I was like, I have to have it.
Did you ever sleep with a fan in Vegas?
I did sleep with a fan in Vegas. Have we already talked about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
But that's how dedicated I am. Like, I will listen to an app of a box fan, but Nolan gets really annoyed. He's like, it sounds like static on a TV when it comes from my phone. But I have to have it.
Do you watch TV before bed?
We usually have the TV on all night. That's why I have a sleep mask.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY. ECTY.com and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goldie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goldie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
You leave the light on? Oh, the TV light on?
TV, yeah. It's kind of comforting. Yeah.
Does he sleep with a TV, a mask?
No. No, he's a man. He just falls asleep and is fine all night. Like, I need an edible. I need my Z-Quil. I need melatonin. I need magnesium. I need my sleep mask. I need my box fan. I need the weather to be perfect in my house. I don't know. I need everything perfect, and he's just a guy. So
I need my Z-Quil too.
I actually don't like the Z-Quil that you
Why?
Gave me.
Why?
You drugged me.
I did drug you.
I don't know. Okay, well, I said this. I feel like I told you this.
I don't usually listen, so tell me again.
Okay, great. So I usually take edibles before I go to bed. And I'm so used to that feeling that, like, taking something that makes me tired but not high feels really weird. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. But I think whenever I took it three different times because you gave me six.
The Z-Quils?
Yeah.
How many do you take? One or two?
Two. And I kept waking. Every time I take it, I'd wake up a bunch during the middle of the night. So I think it's Z-Quil's fault.
You probably weren't used to it because I think your body adjusts to the melatonin.
Are you gaslighting me right now?
I think you're wrong.
I do. I used to like melatonin, but when I was in the hospital, they gave me melatonin. It didn't do shit.
Yeah, it doesn't really necessarily do too much, yeah. But I like it's that nighttime ritual.
I love a downer. Like, I can't believe I'm not addicted to downers. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, God forbid I try heroin once. I swear to God.
It's all downhill.
Like, I just love the feeling of, like, passing out, going to bed.
Do you nap?
No, I can't. I can't sleep anywhere but my bed. Why are you laughing?
Because you're really funny.
Thank you.
You're just really funny.
Really? Oh, thank you. I'm glad someone thinks so.
Describe your dream wedding proposal and how long would you keep it a secret?
Oh, my God.
Taylor Swift concert Eras Tour during...
I pulled out a ring and said, marry me. No.
Yeah, right. Did you see any proposals
No,
then?
But I was like, there was a couple in front. And I was like, he's definitely proposing, but he didn't. But a lot of people do during that song.
It became a real thing.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, like, I've never really thought about it. I feel like in my head I'm 20. So, like, the thought
but
of
in
having...
in reality, you're 46?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, in my head, like, having a child, getting engaged, getting married feels so insane to me.
But that's so soon.
No, it doesn't have to be soon.
It does.
I think my dream wedding would literally be a courthouse. Like, I don't want the attention.
That you
want
to go to court?
Yeah, I want to see him in court. Sue his ass for making me embarrassed. For giving me the ick for proposing. I don't know.
You wouldn't want a big wedding?
I don't think. Well, I say that now. We'll see as time goes on, but I don't know.
But what about the proposal? Where do you want it? At the beach? Are you in an airplane? Are you guys in line at Chipotle?
Maybe.
Are you in your bed?
Ideally, yeah. With the box fan on. Sleep mask. I can't even see him. Perfect. I don't know. I think it...
You're just sleeping? Put it on.
Yeah, I'm like, just put it on. Let me take my Z-Quil. Give me my edible. I don't know. I never really thought about it. I feel like something obviously meaningful. Somewhere meaningful.
Nebraska?
No. Not at all. It stinks because our first date was, like, so corny. But it was my idea because I was like, I don't... This is right before the pandemic. I was like, I don't...
Corn maze at LA Hayride?
No. I wish. I don't want to go to dinner. Like, I don't want to do any of that because I don't know who this person is. And so I was like, why don't we just go up to Mulholland and, like, watch the sunset and get snacks?
That's not corny at all.
I mean, it's pretty much like, let's watch the sunset. Eat, slay. Like, I don't know.
That's to me, romantic.
Right. It's just not me, though. Like, I'm not the type of person to be like, let's go watch the sunset and eat some snacks.
So then why'd you say that?
because I didn't know what else to do that wasn't like suggest. Like, I literally was like, he could just come over, we can hang out. But I was like, okay, I don't know this person, and also that's a little suggestive.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Which we did. We did not do the chill part, though. Don't worry. Actually, he did kiss me that night.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We watched like 8 hours of Love is Blind. It was like the first season right before the pandemic, remember?
Yeah.
And we played Roller Coaster Tycoon.
On the computer?
Mm-hmm.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Romantic.
So romantic. I think I was just like showing it to him because he hadn't seen it in so long. And then, yeah. I don't know how we got here. What are we talking about?
Dream proposal.
Oh, Roller Coaster Tycoon theme park. VR. VR. We're in the park. Someone just puked behind me.
We both have our Meta headsets on. Yeah. The park is clean, though.
People are flying off the tracks. My dream. I don't know. I genuinely have never thought about it at all. I don't know if that makes me like not a girl, but I don't know.
Hot takes. My wedding's coming up.
It's so close.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone going to propose to each other?
At your wedding?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Is that inappropriate?
Not for everybody. I remember one time David was like, I would love it if Ilya got engaged at my wedding. But it's like, most people wouldn't want that.
Right.
I think it's inappropriate unless you're in on it too. And like, you don't mind.
You need permission from the people.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I would need permission too. I don't want anyone stealing our thunder that day.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely weird.
It's that or like announcing a pregnancy.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, Aaron and I do so many Am I the Assholes on our podcast or our Patreon, patreon.com/onlyfriends.
Cut that out, Pierre.
Cut that out, Jamie.
Jamie, cut that out.
Is it my tooth on the mic?
Jonah just used that mic.
Oh, no.
It's like you guys kissed.
I'm sure he licked. I'm sure he licked it. What were we talking about?
Is it inappropriate to announce a baby announcement at the wedding?
Oh, yes. That's what I was saying. We do so many Am I the Assholes, and there's so many about weddings for some reason. I remember there was one, and this girl was like, Am I the Asshole for... She didn't announce that she was pregnant, but it was the first time she had seen people, and she was like showing, but she hadn't told anyone yet, and people were calling her an asshole because... She was because to other people, they were like, oh, my God, you're pregnant, and like stealing the thunder. I feel like that's not an asshole move because like you can't really help showing, even if you don't tell anyone. Like, I don't know. I just think it's so weird.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, what if you already bought the dress?
Yeah.
Now your stomach's. That's fair.
Yeah.
What about wearing white to a wedding? Hot take. Is wearing white to a wedding inappropriate?
Yes. Unless
you're gonna say unless?
Yes, I have a yes.
Hell
of
no.
Of course there's an unless.
No, there's not.
Yeah, well, I'm wearing a white dress to your wedding.
No, you're not.
No, it says specifically like no white. There's some people who want people to wear white to their wedding.
Who are those people?
There's like Reddit communities that show up as suggested for me, and I don't know why, but like wedding attire does a lot. And so people are like, is this appropriate for a wedding? And somebody posted one and they were like, the dress code is all white but no bridal. It was like,
yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, I feel like any white dress could look bridal,
right?
So that, like, that request was everyone wear white.
Yeah, if I was to do it at the beach, mm-hmm. that would be cool, an all white wedding.
Yeah,
everyone has to wear white.
Yeah, it's like you obviously know who the bride is. Like, I feel like it's kind of a weird concept now that I think about it. Like, if you're at the wedding and you don't know who the bride is, like, why are you there? Like, you're really confused by someone wearing white. Like, what is this?
I wonder what the biggest wedding ever thrown was. Not like, probably not like by Kim, like, a queen Kanye. Or something. Yo, yeah, yeah. Not like by like a king or queen or anything.
Uh-huh.
But like a regular person who invited like 2,000 people.
It's Matt King. It's gonna be Matt's wedding.
Are you excited for that?
I am, but like the travel there is a doozy, I will say.
Yeah, there's a rental car. I checked out to see if there's any good zoos on the way. The one that I thought of is closed down. Yeah.
You can't go to zoos.
No, there's a cool one. It's like a preservatory.
Oh, okay.
Or a conservatory. I don't know.
It's a Griffith Observatory.
Griffith Observatory.
I just heard recently on Whitney Cummings is on a podcast. I really love her. You should have her on,
by
the way.
Yeah, you're a big fan, right?
Love her to death.
Yeah, you love stand-up comics.
I do. I know, and you're going tonight, and I can't even go.
Yeah, I'm so bummed.
I know.
I don't know who else to take.
But I also, like, I want to take Nolan.
To a stand-up show?
To the Comedy Store.
He's never been?
Mm-mm.
I'm surprised you guys never did that together.
I know.
Because you really do love it.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm going to see Bobby Lee.
That's really sick.
Andrew Santino.
Who else?
Trevor Wallace.
Nice. And
three others, but I forget who else.
I might know them. But Whitney Cummings was saying there's now evidence that zoos do not teach or do anything for children. Like, you know how they're always like, it's good for the community. Like, it teaches them how the animals live and blah, blah, blah. It's a conservatory. I don't know what the fuck it's called. She was like, there's like evidence that it does nothing. So it's just
hot take. There's no way anyone can have evidence that it doesn't do anything for kids.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense.
Should we battle on TikTok right now?
Sure. How can you how can you prove?
I don't know, but you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Should I call Whitney Cummings? We do follow each other.
Because that's what I'm saying, though. There's no way you could prove that there's no evidence for it.
Do zoos actually teach children? Let's see.
You're going to get some article by Tim Allen.
Tim Allen?
I don't know. Tim Kanye.
There's no way that you're right about this.
It's physically impossible to prove something.
How do
like
you
that.
Know that? According to research published in an academic journal, Conservative Biology, it appears untrue that children are educated from visiting zoos. How do you feel right now?
Did you say untrue?
Yes. It appears untrue that children are educated from visiting zoos.
Because they see an animal, they become more involved. They want to go help the animals and the biology. And obviously, there's no. bad zoos, but there are good zoos.
There's no good zoos.
Yes, there are.
No, they're not.
You are such... Mm.
If you ever seen a bear stand up...
Oh, my God.
You don't know what it's been through. Like, they should not be standing up on their hind legs.
That was one TikTok that happened, like, a month ago.
What?
The standing bear?
Well, no, you see these, like, trick bears or, like, movie bears.
Yeah, those are movie bears. Of course movie bears are not right.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like...
We're talking about zoo bears.
Okay. They're miserable.
But what if they were rescued from a private owner?
They probably still want to be in the wild. Imagine if you were kidnapped your whole life and then someone was like, here, go in another cage.
But they wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. They would die.
Right. I don't really know the ethics of it all. I just heard it from Whitney Cummings. So
you?
I stand by that. But I do, the thing is, like, I want to go to a zoo to, I love gorillas. Like, I love looking at them. They're just so weird and they're so human-like, but it's so sad. They look sad.
I'll go and take some pics and send them to you.
Please don't. they're just so sad. I know, I hate it.
I can't believe our first fight is about zoos.
Yeah, this is not our first fight. We've definitely fought about other things.
Have we?
I think so.
Do you watch the Kardashians?
Yeah, it sucks.
Why?
It's just nothing's happening. Have we talked about this?
Kind
of. Okay, well, the old show.
Yeah, Caitlin feels the same way. They just talk about stuff this time.
Yeah, like, they show drama on E, and now they don't show any drama on the new one. It's just, like, them talking. And it's like, okay, cool.
They're talking about talking. They're talking about...
No, yeah. It's, like, rich people problems 24/7, which is, like, obviously, the last show was like that, but it was a little bit more exciting.
You liked when they went out and did stuff?
Yeah. But I think I'm just losing interest.
Mm. What's your new shows?
Hoarders.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I love Hoarders. It's on Netflix right now.
Does it ever make you want to go help a hoarder?
No, but it makes me want to clean really bad. No, the thing about hoarding is crazy. It's like, it's such a mental illness that when they clean, they have to have a therapist there because it's like, they're holding on to these things for a reason. Usually it's a death or child trauma.
Did you ever know a hoarder?
Me. No, I have never known a hoarder. But I have seen many cars. Have you ever seen a car that's just like full of shit?
Yeah, there's a couple over here.
Around here.
Yeah. I'm sure we see the same ones.
Probably. It's really crazy. And it's really a mental illness. It's like, you can look at me like, that's disgusting, which like it is, but it's also like something's going on up here. They can't let things go.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. What are you watching right now?
I am not watching anything, unfortunately. I finished all my shows.
Hmm.
I'm watching Hijack. That's the only one.
Have you watched Mad Men ever?
No.
Y'all should watch that.
I just met the creator of Entourage.
Oh.
I really want to have him on my podcast, and I want to watch Entourage because I've never seen it.
Never seen it either.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen, like, episodes, but, yeah, not enough to really, like, understand it.
What's with your obsession with the Barbie movie?
I'm not obsessed with the Barbie movie.
You're in your Barbie era.
No, I'm not.
It's not what my source is.
Who's telling you this?
I have a source.
Who?
I can't really reveal it.
Yes, you can.
Nolan.
Anyone that has given you any information, you can definitely tell who it is.
Nolan.
Not in my Barbie era. Did you really talk to Nolan?
Yeah.
What'd you ask him?
I asked him for intel.
I'm like, what did he say? I want to know what he said.
He said you're in your Barbie era. Barbie and Swiftie era.
No, I am not. He's such a liar. We saw the movie 2 days ago, and I was like, it was good, and that was it.
Yeah, right. Your Kenergy's been real off today.
Whatever. I am Kenuff, okay? Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
What did you think?
I thought it was great.
Okay, I so it's a split. Like, some people think it's really corny.
I mean, anyone who says it's bad is not understanding the movie.
Right, but, like, I do understand. It's like... Okay, we get it. By the end, it's like, okay, we get it. But I think it was so cute. It was so crazy how Ben Shapiro went. Like, the alt-right people are like, this is so messed up, like, pushing this on our kids. But I feel like if this movie came out in, like, 2012, no one would think about it. It's just, like, a movie about Barbies.
Yeah, it felt so more weird. Loose than actually having an agenda.
Yeah, and I actually remember Joe Rogan was talking about it, and he's like, I don't know why people even care. He's like, I loved that. Like, Joe Rogan loved the movie. Yeah. And he's like, he has some, like, questionable takes, I think, sometimes. But I was like, okay, like, that, at least...
That was the first female-directed movie that made $1 billion.
I saw. What a slay. And it's about Barbie. That's so funny.
Yeah. Do you know the Mattel offices is right over here?
It is?
Yeah.
Where?
Santa Monica.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, right by you.
Right outside my house.
Oh, yeah, because we are in Santa Monica.
Yeah, pretty sick.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the beach?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think about it. It's, like, a little too far.
Yeah, but isn't it cool that you live near it?
It is. Like, when I see it, I'm, like, sick. But when I'm there, I'm like, okay.
But you used to be landlocked. Wasn't it cool? Didn't you have dreams of, like, I'm going to go to Santa Monica and Venice?
No, not really. I was like, I want to go Vine with people.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care about the beach, really.
Do you miss Vine?
No. TikTok is so much better. What?
How many TikToks are you posting a day?
Lately, at least two. I try to do, like, over-the-minute-long ones, do, like, vlogs, and then I try to do, like, a trending sound.
One a day?
Or I'll do, like, a ton. Like, it depends, yeah.
Would you say you're very into the trends of TikTok?
I think so, yeah. Why? You're asking questions so slyly, it's freaking me out.
My source says that you spend a lot of time on the talk.
Oh, well, obviously.
Yeah.
Anything else? Captain Obvious?
That's it. And you're a mattress queen. That's really it.
Was he calling me a slut?
No. She loves a good bed.
She's a whore. Did you like DM Nolan?
Yeah, I reached out to Matt King too. He didn't respond.
What a fucking ass.
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill. Three podcasts. Good influences.
You've already done this to me.
I did it to Matt.
What did he say?
He said, I think he said kill Hoot and a Half.
Good answer.
And then he said fuck, Unfiltered, Mary.
That makes a lot of sense. Because I think Unfiltered would be like a crazy time.
Yeah.
And then
like
our
whips
podcast.
And chains.
Yeah, like you.
Stop. I got so much feedback from that.
You did?
Yeah.
I forgot it happened.
What happened on Good Influences? What did you guys do?
Okay, so what were we talking about? I have no idea what we're talking about, but on the subject of like,
there was a question.
Joe has to be a freak. And someone else was like, no, Joe's like asexual. Like, we couldn't decide.
Someone proposed the question, if you had to be in a relationship with your last text, could
yes,
you do it?
Yes. And somebody...
Aaron.
It was me and Aaron with you.
In a group chat.
We were like... I think it was me or Aaron. One of us was like, I don't know if I could handle Joe. Like, he seems crazy. And I think it was Mike who said, Joe's asexual. Like, there's no way. And so I was like, let's call him. And I was like, are you freaky? And he was like, yeah, I've got whips. I've got chains. I've got sex. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to know any of this. But yeah, it's like when your brother tells you something, you're like,
Have you ever been to an adult store here in Hollywood?
I have, yeah.
What do you think of them?
They're fine.
They're crazy.
They kind of freak me out.
The people that are in there are definitely weird.
I mean, it depends, yeah. I think I've only been like once. There was one in Omaha. It was so much fun. It was next to a bar. So like, obviously people would just like stumble in there, and they had a love tunnel and you would walk through, and it was one of those things where like, you're basically in a big barrel and it just spins around, so you feel like you're gonna fall.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was in there. It's so random. That's it.
There was nothing at the end?
No.
Oh, I thought there was like a dirty movie playing at the end.
No, you just like walk through and that's it.
Did
like you just get drunk and get dizzy and throw up.
Did you walk through it?
Of course.
When did you move here?
I was forget if it was 2014.
Were you 21 in Omaha?
Yeah, I moved here when I was like 26.
Oh, wow.
Or something.
Would you end up
maybe 24. I don't know. I don't remember anything.
What'd you do in your early 20s in Omaha?
Target.
That's it?
I finished college. I have my degree.
Where is it?
It's at from Bellevue University.
No. I mean, where did you hang it?
Oh, where is it?
Yeah.
I could not tell you.
Yeah, mine's on the floor in the garage.
Okay. The thing is, okay, so my degree is technically mass media communications, which is really funny because that's like what we do kind of in a sense. But if I had to go out and get a job, how, I mean, I just tell them I graduated. Like, what do I... Like, can they look that up? I mean, I don't have my diploma. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do?
I feel like people don't even look at resumes anymore.
I feel like they do. Maybe not here as much because it's, like, a lot of freelancing.
Yeah. Because my friend's moving out here and he's worried about getting a job.
Oh, yeah.
I said, my thing, I said, DM people on Instagram.
What does he want to do?
Real estate management.
Wow.
But I said to reach out to the big people on all those Netflix shows, Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Because they're the ones that will look on social media. And if you're good enough, they'll just take you in.
Slay.
Are you excited for my wedding?
I'm excited.
Are you going to dance the night away?
I'll probably puke.
Are you going to make anything about you?
Of course.
Are you going to make a speech?
Yeah, I'll make a speech. I will announce a pregnancy, get engaged. And I'll do everything. I'll wear white.
You are wearing white?
Yeah.
Caitlin's going to love that.
I actually got a wedding dress for your wedding.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It actually is better than Caitlin's. I'm just kidding. I would do Caitlin's.
You followed her, saw what store she went to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's I stalked cool. the shit out of her and I said, I'm going to ruin Joe's day. Yeah. So I've got some things up my sleeve. Look out. Would you be scared if David was vlogging still?
Would I be scared?
Your eyes.
No, because I think he would take that moment and try and make it even more special.
Okay, because he kind of did that with Aaron's.
What?
He made it a sweet vlog.
Yeah.
But that was also post-pandemic. I feel like if anyone got married during like the big vlog days, I mean, he wouldn't do anything to like mess up the day, but I could see like people being nervous about him being there. Like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Especially Jason, if he got married during the pandemic or before the pandemic.
Yeah, my best man, I think he goes, is David going to pull a prank at the wedding? I'm like, no, he doesn't do that anymore.
I'm like, are you new here? That's so 2019.
No, I think he would use his connections to try and get me a really cool performer.
Yeah.
And that I would be obviously super appreciative of.
But now he's not vlogging, so he won't do it.
Yeah, so now he's just going to attend like a regular stupid guest.
Yeah. So if I got Tom DeLonge, would you be happy?
I'd shit myself.
Oh, okay.
On my wedding
That's good
day.
To know.
If I just turned around... And, like, I go for the kiss, and Tom's in front of me.
You're like, I'm way happier. I'm giving him Caitlin's ring.
I put the ring on Tom.
Caitlin's like, I knew you'd like this. This is for you, baby.
That'd be insane.
Yeah. What if you walked, or, like, you came to, like, what is it called? Like, the aisle?
Mm-hmm.
Or where you stand to wait for her, and Tom DeLonge was there to, like, marry you guys. Would you be too nervous?
I probably would.
You'd pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
I tried getting Pierre from Simple Plan to sing.
Yeah.
But he's on tour.
Likely story.
He was going to... No, he actually is.
I know. Yeah.
He was going to close out with I'm Just a Kid. Then Dylan Francis was supposed to celebrity DJ.
And he's not?
Nope. And...
I can sing if you want.
Yep. You're on our list of to reach out to.
Well, we had a Taylor Swift impersonator. We can hire her.
That would be really cool. Maybe for like the day after the wedding.
She was like, really scary.
When we're cleaning up. I think that would be cool.
Okay, great.
And there was one other performer. Oh, James Bourne from Busted. He's on tour though.
Oh, well.
No one would know him.
Everyone just saying they're on tour so they don't have to go to your wedding. Actually, yes. I'm going to be on tour as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. We already ordered your plate, so that's fine.
Are you not nervous about getting COVID or anything?
I think I'm past like that grace period.
Yeah.
You know, the wedding's soon enough to where I won't, if I'm sick, I don't think I'll feel it till after.
Yeah.
Right?
The thing with COVID is like, I'm not afraid to get it. I've never gotten it, by the way.
Bullshit.
I haven't.
How?
I don't know. And Nolan has had it. I've lived with, you know, I was living with him.
Did you get tested?
Yes, of course. I tested like every day when Nolan had it. Because I was like, of course I'm going to get it. Like I was just expecting to get it. I never got sick. Never felt sick or anything.
Did you sleep in separate rooms?
Once he tested positive, yeah. But we slept together like the night before, and then in the morning he started feeling sick and he tested positive. So then he went downstairs and he was like, "Wear a mask if you come down here."
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. And then after it was like a couple years ago, I hung out with Ilya like all weekend, just like at David's house, and we were like literally all in his bed, like editing a vlog or something. And then a couple days later, Ilya tested positive, and I still never got it. Oh. I was like, I'm so like what. Is it my blood? I don't know. I'm immune.
Be careful. Someone's going to take your blood.
I know.
Guys, get her.
Highest bidder. I'll take it.
What movie would you be most scared of to become a reality? The Purge?
No, that's such a cop-out answer. It's like, obviously. I really have to think about it. The thing about me is, like, I can't think on the spot. I have an IQ of 2.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe, like, The Lion King.
Talking animals?
I don't know.
are you seeing all of the Snow White stuff on TikTok?
No.
You don't see that?
No.
Oh, it's a pretty funny trend.
What is it?
The actresses just having really unique PR conversations. She's
what?
Like, she's acting like she doesn't like the movie, but she's doing a PR run for the movie.
Like who plays Snow White?
Yeah.
You need to like send me one.
Okay.
So I can like understand it completely.
Yeah. I dove through the entire TikTok. Like, it became my algorithm.
Yeah.
And It's definitely interesting.
Okay, I think honestly Hereditary, but the beginning of it.
Why Hereditary?
Have you ever seen it?
Never.
Well, then I can't really explain it.
I love horror movies, but I never got into that one. That one was a really slow start, so I checked out.
Well, the thing about that movie is, like, you think it's about something, and then it's about something else. The thing happens in the first, like, half hour or hour. You know, like, the head chop off.
No, I didn't get that far either.
Okay, so, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the movie, but it's so it's just, like, so realistic, I think, that if it, like, happened to – obviously, it's like, I don't want this ever to happen to me, obviously, but basically – this kid has a younger sister, and I think the parents, like, want him to hang out with her or something. So he ends up taking her to, like, a party, which is not good. And then she eats something that she's allergic to, and she starts, like she can't breathe very well. And so he's like, oh, my God, get in the car. We'll go home. Like, your EpiPen or maybe a hospital. I can't remember where they're going. And so they're driving home, and her head is out the window, like, trying to breathe, and it fucking hits a pole, and she gets decapitated. And he doesn't know what the fuck to do, and he just drives home, and he's sitting in the car forever, and then he goes inside and, like, tries to sleep or something, and then in the morning you just hear the mom, like, screaming because she sees the body in the car. That's, like, the first half hour or hour of it, and then it turns into, like, another horror. It's just crazy.
Wait, isn't this the movie with, like, the old people and they put the kid in the oven?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking
of
something else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the first part of it is basically what you think the movie's gonna be about, and then it turns into something else,
and that's
and it's more like demon-y, like haunted demons, which, like, that I don't like that shit.
That scares me.
It scares me, but I think the beginning scared me more because it's way more realistic. It's like, fuck, like, it's such a mistake.
Caitlin lived near the first Paranormal Activity
house. Yeah. Wait, that was real?
No, they just filmed it at a real house.
Got it.
And she did say, like, weird stuff happens at that house, but if that happened in my neighborhood, I'd shit myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have such a good suggestion for the spooky season coming up.
Do tell.
There's a website called Shudder. I'm not doing a brand deal, I swear. And they have this series. I think there's two seasons of the series now. It's called, Cursed. Cursed Films or something like that. So good. I think there's, like, 5 episodes in each season. And they go through, like, each episode is a movie. Like, Wizard of Oz or The Twilight Zone or those movies. And, like, crazy shit that happened while filming it. It's like documentary style.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
You watched all of it?
Yeah, it's so good. Like, I love shit like that. It's so
What happened during Wizard of Oz?
That one's kind of a classic because you know how they thought, like, the little I don't know the right term for this little person was, like, hanging in the background off of a tree.
Yeah, that wasn't true.
That was not true, but they used asbestos for stuff, like face paint, and people got sick, and, like, the witch got lit on fire, like, 3 times during
the real
filming.
Witch?
Yeah, like, because they used real fire and, like, didn't know how to do it safely at the time, so yeah, she, like, caught on fire a bunch of times. And
yeah, the munchkin, there was a photo that came out of a munchkin hanging from a tree.
Yeah, but I think that wasn't real. It was, like, something else was back there. They, like, disproved that. But there was a lot of weird stuff that happened in that movie. The weirdest one, I can't remember what movie it was, but they had kids acting, and they were, like, past their, like, lawful working hours. But the parents were there, and I think because the parents were there, it was okay for them to be working still. And I don't know if it was a Twilight Zone. I can't remember what movie it was, but they were basically filming in, like, a lake, and they had these little kids in the lake, and there was a scene where, like, a helicopter was, like, flying over. I don't remember what it was, but the helicopter ended up, like, crashing into the lake and killing, like, decapitating the kids, and the parents are there just watching it.
Wasn't that a war movie?
It might have been, but it was, like, filmed, like, it was, that really happened. That wasn't a movie.
Yeah,
it was, like, happened while filming it, and it was so fucked up. Yeah.
I filmed with the girl who was in Poltergeist.
Oh, okay.
And she said that they would bring out Ouija boards during filming.
Why?
They would do all crazy shit to kind of, and the, like, house was pretty spooky.
Oh,
I think,
God,
it might have been haunted already.
Yeah.
And they would just do all these things to try and, like, summon things.
Oh, my God. And did it work? Did anything crazy happen?
Nothing. Like, yeah. She said it was definitely weird.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What else?
That would suck. If you bought a house and it was haunted.
Haunted? Like, they need to put that on Zillow. Like, yeah. How haunted? I think Aaron and I talked about this. Like, they need, like, a ghost meter. And, like 1 out of 5 stars.
It's like the walking meter, but right under it.
Yes.
How,
like,
haunted,
how haunted
is it?
Like, it needs that because, hello?
Yeah.
There was one other movie where, in the movie, the girl, like, a little girl dies. And then, like a couple years after the movie came out, she actually died in real life. It was very strange. I don't remember what movie it was, but it's really interesting. Like, if you're into weird, creepy shit, it's such a good website, especially that series.
Someone like suggested that, that me and you do like a morbid type podcast.
You know who'd be good with that? Who? Matt King. He is such like a, what is it called?
History.
No.
Morbid buff.
Like a, what is that called, that category?
Submissive.
No.
Cuck.
Well, he is that also.
No, he's not.
No, he is a fan of, what the fuck? Murder mystery?
Yeah.
Like murder mystery. What is it called? There's like a goddamn term. It's a huge term right now because so many podcasts.
Everyone loves it.
Yes, it's not murder mystery though. Gore, not gore. The thing about me is I can't remember shit on the spot ever.
IQ
what is
of
that?
Two.
Yes. It's an IQ of two and also what? Like, what do I have?
Swiftieisms.
No. I don't think so. Anyways, what other questions do you have for me?
That's it.
Okay, can I leave now?
No. We need to record two because that way I can cut it and then really squeeze it out.
Okay. Well, can I pee first?
No.
Okay. We're just both Bobby now? Yeah. Okay. Should we just try to act like her for like 5 minutes?
It's like, what do you do?
This.
Isn't it a little weird?
No. It doesn't work when we're both Bobby.
I'll be Drake, you be Bobby.
Okay. Why do you look like that?
Like what?
Like that. Are those tattoos real?
Yeah.
They're dumb. Okay, Drake talked.
Oh. Yeah. I got
Did you even watch it?
Or no, I didn't. Really?
Okay, never mind.
I watched her on BFFs, though.
Oh, was she herself on there?
Yeah, she was really herself.
Okay, cool.
And I really liked it.
Yeah.
Are you listening to any other pods? You love Portnoy, right?
He's a Swiftie. It's very funny.
Yeah.
I like Trash Tuesday.
What's that?
It's comedians. It's Esther Pavinsky, Annie Letterman, who's like one of my favorites, and Bobby Lee's ex-girlfriend. They have Kalilah. She's on Tiger Belly. Yeah. Kalilah. Whitney Cummings podcast, obviously. Nolan is obsessed with.
Do you just play podcasts while you're hanging out at home?
Nolan always has podcasts on if he's home. Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck is his name? I can't remember his name. God. See, when I'm on the spot, I can't think of anything. It's so annoying. What is that? Can someone diagnose me, please?
Dax Shepard.
No. He's a comedian that's like not huge, but his podcast is so funny too because it's the podcast is so low budget looking. Like it's in a living room with like a window behind them filming. Like it's so funny, but it's successful and they have a Patreon and everything and God, I can't think of his goddamn name. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I like Tiger Belly. I like Andrew Santino's podcast. I haven't listened in a while. I don't know. What comedian podcast do you like?
Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
I think they're so funny.
Are you Bad Friends?
Or Bad Friends.
Separate ones.
No, I love Bad Friends. I just started getting into Theo.
I love Theo.
Because he has the wrestlers on.
Yeah.
Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan.
I did. Yeah.
And from what I've heard, those are his best episodes because he really loved wrestling.
Funny.
So he knows all about their, like, the different factions that they had before WWE really became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know that Theo was on Road Rules?
Was he?
Yeah, like, before he was a comedian. Him and Tom Segura's wife, Christina.
Yeah.
They were both on the same season of Road Rules together.
That's wild. Uh-huh.
I know.
I wonder if people are going to say that about us. They used to be on Lightweights together. Oh, yeah. Carly became co-host.
No, it'd be more like Vine.
Vine together. Do you remember when Carly became co-host? Yeah, she had no idea.
Shut up.
That was crazy.
I was on as many podcasts as Matt, like, how does he have things to talk about? I don't understand. How? He's definitely repeated stories, but I don't blame him because, like, I repeat stories and I only have two podcasts.
Yeah.
But how? Doesn't make sense.
Guys, if you're listening to this, please go leave a snake emoji on Matt's latest photo on Instagram.
Yeah, and I hope it's not anything wedding-wise, but if it is, hilarious.
YOLO. It is what it is.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Go check out the Only Friends podcast.
And Good Influences.
It's going to be linked down below.
And if you like Am I the Assholes on Patreon, we do an entire episode just doing Am I the Assholes and like fighting about it. So that's really fun. So I'm plugging that. Patreon.com/OnlyFriends.
Oh, that's great. Guys, welcome Carly to being a Lightweights co-host.
Okay, every time.
156 episodes we are contracted for the next 2 years.
Congrats on 15K.
Thank you.
That's exciting.
Really cool.
What were you at when you and Ilya were together?
13,000.
Okay.
So I've been going 1 month, mm-hmm. and I grew 2,000 subscribers.
Well, he was obviously the dead weight.
I see what you did there. And now I'm at the gym lifting.
Lightweight.
Heavyweight.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Give this video a like.
Bye. Thanks for doing that.